And welcome back to Varsity Hoops Live on thefinalscore.tv. Steve Dion here, and today we're going to take a quick look at the Evergreen League, the 2A and 1A, and we got our guy Daniel Hargrove down there in Grays Harbor for 1490 KWOK. Daniel, how you doing today?
I'm doing great, Steve. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing pretty well. You know, we've kind of reached this mark of the season where we get a bit of a taste test of how things have gone so far and kind of what's to expect as the season moves forward. A lot of tournament play going on right now, and we'll jump right back into league play when we turn the calendar. So from what you've seen so far in the Evergreen 2A, what are kind of some of the top teams in the boys and girls side of things?
Well, for the boys' side, look at Centralia. They've had a really strong non-league schedule so far in this one. They put up some big point totals, getting into 92 against Stellicum, who put up 86 against them, but they still got the win. They've played some pretty tough competition, though, and they've done pretty well. As well as the Centralia team, look for Tumwater. They have a good squad as well. Neither of those teams really have a huge big guy for that size of a school, but strong teams that move pretty fast, and I think Tumwater might be coming out on top in that league.
Gotcha. And then on the girls' side?
On the girls' side, look out for Black Hills. They are returning four starters from a team that took sixth in state last year, and they've been fun to watch so far this year. These are girls that have played together for a long time now, and I got to see a team that they crushed in Montesano in the Evergreen 1A, and that's a force in the 1A, and they beat them by 12. So that Black Hills team looks like they're poised to go away with it. But WF West, always a strong 2A girls squad, and their non-league schedule looks pretty good as well so far. Both of those teams have girls well over 6 feet high in their lineups that should pose threats for other teams in the Evergreen 2A.
And then let's take a look down at the 1A. Who are some of the top boys and girls teams that you've seen?
Well, on the boys' side, you got to look at the Oak Green Grizzlies. They went to state last year with a roster full of juniors. They get almost all of them back. You have the foursome of Jace Varner, Jack Adams III, Jared Steen, and Zach Spradlin that were all four starters last year coming back. The problem is they don't have their big guy back. Their center decided to pursue other activities during the winter season. That could hurt them in the playoffs, but this is a team that's prepared to roll through the Evergreen 1A. Their biggest competition, I think, is going to be Forks this year because they have the size that Hoquiam doesn't have this year. They have a senior in Marky Adams who's 6'9". He's been a starter for them for a long time. And anytime you get over 6'6" in 1A basketball, you're just a monster. But their best player is Parker Browning. He's going to be a stud this year. He's a 6'3 guard. He's a handful for anybody. But when you look at some of the head-to-head matchups, I still think Hoquiam's going to come out on top in that league. In the girls' side of the 1A, Montesano and then everybody else. Elma might give them a little bit of a test just because they're the rivals there for Montesano. But this is a team that has been led by Jordan Spradlin since she was a freshman. She's a senior now. She's an absolute stud. She's 6'1", and she's the strongest girl basketball player I've ever seen play. She's got a full ride to Arizona for shot put and track, so you know she's got some strength to her, and it is not it's not a mystery at all to see why she averages a double-double, and every now and then you'll see her go for 20 points and 20 rebounds in a game. Montesano's going to run away with that one.
So, you know, we've been covering the Metro League a lot up here in Seattle, and it's definitely – there's been a kind of an overall increase in just level of play across the board. How would you say that the Evergreen League, kind of the overall strength of the league, compares to recent seasons?
For the Evergreen 1A, it's kind of hard to tell. I mean, usually you have a couple of good teams and really everybody else falls by the wayside and you see some pretty lopsided scores. And I would say that's what we're going to expect again this year, especially in girls basketball. The Evergreen 1A hasn't really been too competitive outside of Montesano, which is why you see them scheduling some tougher non-conference teams from higher divisions. But outside of that, in the 1A, not too great. In the 2A, it's hard to find too many better leagues when in all the sports than that Evergreen 2A when you have teams like Tumwater, Black Hills, Centralia, and WF West that you usually run that league pretty well. used to be a little stronger when River Ridge was there as well, but usually those four teams can carry a pretty stiff competition in any sport you're playing in.
Any games on the calendar that you got circled, rivalry games, top teams going at it, anything that we should be definitely keep an eye out for this year?
Well, any time that Hoke William and Aberdeen play, it's a fun and it's a battle where you never know exactly what's going to happen. But the matchup that I'm looking forward to seeing is Hoke William against Forks in boys basketball to see how Hoke William, without anybody that really plays that often who's over 6'2", takes on a 6'9 center for them. That could be a tough matchup. And then Hoke William and Montesano in boys basketball as well. Those three teams will probably be the top three fighting it out for the Evergreen. So those are the ones I'm looking forward to. And then if you have a chance to head up to Olympia, which is about an hour away from where I'm from, but if you have a chance to head up there and see the Tumwater boys play against Centralia, I think that would be an excellent matchup to see.
Here with Daniel Hargrove from 1490 KWOK down in Grace Harbor. And Daniel, before I let you go, one last question. Of all the teams in the Evergreen that you cover, which one do you think has the best chance to make the deepest run to a state championship, whether it be in the 2A or 1A, boys or girls?
Ooh, I would think that the Black Hills girls probably have the best chance to get deep into the state tournament. They have experience. They have plenty of girls who were on that team last year when they made that deep state run. Four starters on that trophying team. And then for the boys' side, I would say Oakland's got a pretty good chance to move back in. I'd like to see one of their young post players come back into it and really give them a little bit of solidity in that position. But they're returning four starters and three other players who played a ton for them down the stretch in their trip to state. And they're all seniors now. All of those kids were juniors. So for the boys' side, Evergreen 1A, I would say Hoke William, and then Black Hills on the girls' side in the Evergreen 2A. Montesano's got the best shot from down here. Problem is they tend to run up against some pretty darn good schools in regional round, the Linden Christians, the Kings Knights up in that regional round, and you usually see some really tall post girls up there for a 1A round. And then for the boys, I think Tumwater's got a great chance out of the 2A. They're strong, they're big, they're physical, and they're really fast. And one of the toughest guards I've seen play is Brian Marty. He's only 5'9", but he will get into the lane and finish with regularity. A lot of fun to watch him play.
Well, Daniel, really appreciate you jumping on with us. I'm glad that we have a guy like you down there that's covering that region of the state that we don't always hear from. So enjoy the holiday break, and we'll catch you down the line.
Hey, thanks a lot, man. Talk to you later.
Absolutely. There he is, Daniel Hargrove from 1490 KWOK down in Grace Harbor. He's going to be calling Evergreen games all season long. Make sure to catch the FinalScore.tv all season long. We'll be keeping you updated with exclusive interviews, scores, and a whole lot more. It's the FinalScore.tv, your first stop every day for the best in high school hoops coverage.